This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chatterboxers. I'm Hunter.
I'm Austin. And, well,
Noah is like family, got a family thing on. Something happened.
He will not be here.
So next time he's back, he'll tell you a bit about it. All right. Austin, what are the topics for today, man?
So we were going to talk about the show we're in. It's called Sound and Music. Now, most of
really?
You listening are going to be like, whoa, I know what Sound and Music is. It's so cool. Well, if you want to see us, this is almost all sold out. There's only like a couple seats on every single night on iTicket. And if you want to see it, just like quickly, like right now, because there's so little seats left. And you got to act quick. Next topic
is World Cup. And we're going to talk about how trash New Zealand are.
Yeah, well, New Zealand did a really bad job.
Well, they did all right.
Yeah, well, they did.
They just
draw.
Got smashed by Kevin De Bruyne. Smashed by Kevin.
Okay, let's start.
Okay. We're going to ask each other a couple questions about Sound of Music. So, Austin, what group are you in?
I am in The Rays.
And how's that going?
Really good. I'm really, like, hyped up for opening night because that's, like, one of the best nights. Like, opening and closing night are the two best nights during shows. Like, those are the two best nights.
And what character do you play?
I play Kurt, so younger brother. He's pretty cool.
And what would you say you and Kurt have in common?
I feel like we're both incorrigible, like I want to be treated like a boy because, like, I'm not a man yet. So, like.
All right. And how's it working with the other cast?
It's actually really cool because, like, the other cast and our group, like, work so well together in rehearsals. And, like, when someone's away, like, another, like, person of the other group, like, steps in, it's, like, really nice.
And who would you say is your favourite cast member from The Rays to work with? So the character name.
So my favourite to work with in The Rays cast would probably be the person who's playing Louisa. So, like, yeah, because she's really nice.
Okay. And who would your favourite be from The Does?
The Does? That's a hard question because there's a lot that are really nice. It would be between Liesl and Kurt.
And who's playing Kurt?
Well,
it's me, guys. Yeah. So basically for Sound and Music, we have a double casting. So because it's from the 9th till the 25th. And so it's quite hard, especially for Gretel, because they're quite young.
And Marta as well.
Yeah, they're quite young. So they do split casting.
Yeah.
And so Rays are, and they do opening night. Does are doing closing night. And then between that, there's like tons of different things. Like we'll have two shows in a row. That will be a night one and a matinee. And then the Rays go to the matinee for the Does and then vice versa.
And also, so each cast will have six performances. It'll be like, so our opening night, then the Does, then Rays, then Does, then Does, then Rays, then Does, then Rays, then Rays, then Does, then Rays, then Does on the final night. And also with Sound and Music, I wanted to ask you a question. How is it like backstage?
It's like the energy, the vibes that we get backstage is just so amazing. Like, if someone's literally down, we will all just start randomly dancing. Yesterday, we performed in for the, who was it again? I don't know how to say it.
The old people.
The oldies from a retirement village and some people with, like, disabilities.
Yeah.
And they were just, like, great energy the whole time. It was so cool. And then before we went on, the person that plays Maria, she does this, like, pre-game show talk or pre-show talk with, like, the whole cast. And so she'll, like, make us, like, go, like, oh, yeah, and stuff. And then she started doing the chicken dance and played the chicken dance song. So we were all just doing the chicken dance. So, yeah, it's so fun backstage. And seeing all the set, like, just finally done is so cool as well.
Yeah. It's come a long way since we started 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah. Didn't we, like 4 or 5 months ago, we weren't even allowed on the staircase. It was literally just a little blue thing with black steps, white steps.
Yeah.
And this, like, scaffolding looking thing. And we weren't allowed on it. But then we were, once they put the, like, railing on and stuff.
Like, it's for me, it's, like, it's really cool how much we've done since, like, we started, like, rehearsals and stuff. And it's come a long way because before, like, our singing used to be, like, a bit of, like, ugh. And now it's, like, pretty much perfect.
There's still, like, things that both groups have to work on, but that's always going to happen. Like, that's a part of theatre.
Yeah.
Like, mistakes are kind of, like, what make the show a show because, for example, yesterday, someone in the audience was going, like, making raspberry sounds and stuff. Yeah. And that was the first scene we're on, and that's a scene where we have to be, like serious. Yes. Like, we can't pull the face or anything. Because that's when we meet Maria and, like, yeah, we're all serious.
Yeah.
And someone was doing raspberries and going... And so when we went to do Do Re Mi, all of us just started cracking up because we couldn't hold in our laughter, which is basically part of the thing. And then we have to add it into... We had to add it into a scene, one of my quick changes to get from the curtain closed to party, I'm always late because of my shoes. So they've made it part of the scene where Friedrich starts, like, fixing me up on stage. Yeah. And fix us up on stage, I mean, sorry.
Yeah, I was late, last weekend.
Yeah, it's mainly the shoes and the fact that it's a very quick change.
We did a full run through last weekend.
The Rays.
So the Rays did a rehearsal on the weekend. There was a really, really bad, costume change because it took me so long to get out of those
curtain
clothes because
the buttons are
Really strange
and they're the wrong way around because I think what the shirts we're wearing they're like put on
and also the wrong way. It took me a long time and like this shirt was like too big for me and like yeah.
It's just like we're still sorting out those things.
Yeah.
But the Rays are performing tonight. Yes. And I'm going to, well, they're not, it's not an opening show. Opening show's on Thursday.
It's the Rays' final dress rehearsal.
Their final dress rehearsal in front of the Alice in Wonderland cast and a school. The person that plays Louisa in the Rays, some of her classmates are going.
Yeah, from that school.
Yeah, and we know one of them from primary.
Yeah, we kind of have beef with them.
Yeah, we have a little bit of beef, but I'm hoping to sort it out today. The beef.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. It's all good.
Let me ask you another question. How is the singing going? Like, the singing part of it is, like, the most important part of Sound of Music. Like, how are you, like, working together as a team to get, like, the singing done?
Well, I think we're doing pretty well. It's kind of hard because we've all got, and especially the Sound of Music reprise, the a cappella and those ones, we have, like, me and Friedrich are doing, well, Kurt and Friedrich do the lower part, then Louisa and Brigitte do the middle, and then Marta, Gretel, and Liesl do the top part, and it's hard because it was so hard at the start trying to find the notes.
Yeah.
Because we would go too low, too high, and then we just go on someone else's line. And then
sometimes I think it's better because the other Liesl in the race, like, did the highest note first, so then we could get our lowest notes first, like last, so then we would remember them.
Because behind stage we do it, we use a guitar for that scene, and before we go on stage, we quietly go, dun, 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 and those are our notes. So we're all backstage and we're going,
Talking about the guitar, tell us what happened during the Do-Re-Mi scene.
Oh, yeah. So, basically, they put a strap on the guitar, and they tried it with Austin. They tried it, and he couldn't really get it in, so they just left it. And then I did it and completely screwed it up as well. Couldn't close the case. So the person that plays Captain Von Trapp pulled a piece of wood out of the guitar case to see if it would make it better. So yesterday I tried it, and as I was putting it in, it wouldn't go in. I was trying to close it, and then I was looking, and your mum, who's a director, I was looking at the side, and they were like, stop, just leave it. And then I closed it and looked at them, and they're like, so they're going to take the strap off the guitar.
Yeah. Hopefully. That almost brings us to our next topic.
I know.
The World Cup.
World Cup. World Cup.
Dai, dai, ico, dale, ale, let's go.
So let's go, we're the champions.
If you guys don't know, like, how the World Cup works, literally you have to, like, a bunch of countries have to verse each team, and, like, they have to go through qualifying rounds to get into group stages from A to K, because this is a expanded World Cup, so 48 teams instead of the usual, 36 or something?
It's like 32. Yeah. 36, 32.
And
not sure.
They just finished some of the round of 16 games.
Yeah, France is versing Morocco in the quarterfinals.
Quarterfinal. I think France is going to win.
Yeah, France will probably win. They always win. They've been in the final, like, the past, like, 3 World Cups or something. I don't know.
And also, today Brazil and Norway are facing each other, and
they can't. I think they just finished. I can check the score on my phone.
And also, tomorrow, Spain and Portugal are playing, and it's going to be a very competitive game because it is Cristiano. If Portugal loses, that's Cristiano's.
Well, no,
Ronaldo's last game.
So his. Have you heard of a thing called a biological age? So, like, say I was, like, 40.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, really, really fit. And then I do a test, and that's my biological age. Like, that's the age that my body's, like, functioning at.
Yeah.
His one's currently at 28.
Yeah.
So he said he's going to play for, like, physique. Another 10 years.
He has a really good physique.
Yeah. So the score, full-time, Brazil won and... Norway won... 2-1. So Brazil is out of the World Cup. I'm pretty sure. I think that's out. Knockout.
Wait, can I see?
Yeah, Brazil's out of the World Cup. Norway will be facing either Mexico or England today at 12. Oh, that's a game I'm looking at because I'm supporting England. Oh, make sure I didn't take my phone off. But New Zealand, they did their first game. Didn't they win their first game?
They drew.
Oh, they drew their first game.
against, I keep saying
Iran.
Iran.
Second game they lost.
Yeah, to Egypt.
And then the third game they got absolutely smashed.
Yeah, by
5-1.
In Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, literally, Eli Just, who's the... Wait, I shouldn't be saying it. But, like, he's the, like, one of the best, like, midfielder, striker. And he got a goal. And then about 2 minutes later, Belgium scored on the other side.
Mm.
It was, like, looking good for the first half. Like, we only let them concede one in the first half.
So what's going on right now? In the quarterfinals, it's either going to be Portugal, Spain, or versus USA or Belgium at Los Angeles Stadium. In Miami Stadium, it's either going to be Norway or versus either Mexico or England. Kansas City Stadium, Argentina, or Egypt versus Switzerland or Colombia.
I think with all those games, what do you think the score is going to be for the...
England,
Mexico.
I really want to win.
I think it's going to be on pins. So I think it's going to be like 1-1.
Pins? You think it's going to be pins?
Yeah.
I doubt it's going to be that because Mexico is all right. But England's like, they've been playing quite well, to be honest.
Yeah.
But have you seen that video? The Ghana, like this guy, from, like, Ghana or something, he, like, cursed Harry Kane and said that he wouldn't... Apparently, cursed Harry Kane and said that he couldn't score. And then he scored... He missed, like, a goal that he'd normally get all the time.
Oh.
He missed a volley.
Yeah, that game against Ghana was such a bad game. Like, 0-0 against Ghana, which is one of the worst teams. New Zealand is the worst team rated.
Yeah, I know. Well, there was no chance we're going to win. No. So there was no shot.
There was a little chance we would have made it past the round of the group stage, but, like, no, because if we were facing against maybe, like, Uruguay and, like, really easy teams, then maybe we could have drawn most of our games.
Mm. So today... The Mexico-England game is at 12, or I think that might be a pay game, because there were no free games, TVNZ. I'll check, because I really want to watch that game.
Some of the games are free and some of them are not.
Yeah, they better make the final free, surely.
Most likely, they made the last final free.
Yeah.
Because, like, 2 billion people watched it.
Yeah, surely that they let...
Who do you think's going to make it to the final?
I feel like everyone wants it to be a Portugal versus Argentina, like Ronaldo versus Messi thing, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I think the final is going to be Argentina, and...
Do you think it's going to be a repeat of last World Cup?
It could be. So it's Argentina versus Egypt on Wednesday.
That's going to be a tough game because Egypt's good.
Egypt's all right. Argentina's pretty good.
Mo Salah is pretty good.
I think the final will be like Spain and Argentina.
Yeah.
Because France almost lost yesterday.
Yeah, but they won 1-0, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was a very bad game because someone literally went to Mbappe and went like...
And then Mbappe pushed him back and then they started fighting each other. I was watching the full game.
I was watching the replays, and I was like, boom!
I have to buy the pass to watch my country.
Just watch the highlights.
Yeah, I will. Stuff. Well, I've got an app that, like, has it live, and it's not delayed like TVNZ. So it'll tell me, like, a minute before if they score, it'll tell me a minute.
Yeah, I got on the FIFA thing, and it goes, like, it's really fast, and it's like... like Egypt has scored and it's the score is now 1-0, like that kind of thing.
Who do you think what do you think the score for Portugal and Spain will be?
I think it's going to be 2-1. It's going to be a very tough game.
I think it'll go into penalties.
It might go into penalties because...
2-2 penalties and it'll be 4-2 penalties. It depends however it works. I don't really know how penalties work that much. But.
I think in the final, I think it might be France versus Spain. Like, I think that could be a possible...
Yeah, have you seen how well Argentina's been playing? They won last time and they've been pretty good holding off their thing and they could win. Again, yes,
they have very good possibilities.
You know what happens if they win? They're going to change their kit again. They're going to add another star. So they have their logo, and then it has 3 stars, and that's how many World Cups they won. They used to have 2, now they have 3 because they won the World Cup, so that if they win, they'll have another one.
Haven't the last 2 World Cups been France versus Argentina?
Yeah.
Yeah,
France won the 2018, yeah. And then we won the... Argentina won the other one.
Yeah.
How are we going for time?
20 minutes. Which is average, yeah.
Go for 5 more?
Yeah, maybe.
So, World Cup-wise, when we're thinking about... How do I say this? when we think about... Like, teams, like, low-ranked teams and high-ranked teams.
Yeah.
When we think about that, you have to kind of put it to perspective. It's not how... It's kind of also not... It doesn't work, like, how they're ranked. Just because they're ranked low doesn't mean they can play well. Like, what if they're ranked, like... I don't know. 60th. Argentina's up in the top, and then they're down, like, 10 or something, or they're just low-ranked. And then they versed a high-ranked team and absolutely smashed them.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened to Cape Verde, because Cape Verde literally drew against Spain.
Yeah, and Spain's a high-ranked team.
They're 4th, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, they are 4th. Or no, they're either 4th or 3rd. England's 4th, I think.
So let me check. I think it's Argentina 1, France 2, Brazil 3rd?
No, they're out.
No, it would be Brazil maybe the 6th.
FIFA
Coca-Cola men's ranking, power ranking.
Okay, knockout stage.
Now you'd want to go on FIFA.
Should I just go on the table?
Men's power ranking.
Oh yeah.
Coca-Cola men's power ranking.
FIFA World Cup men's ranking 2026 men's ranking. Oh, yeah, the Women's World Cup is next year. So is the Rugby World Cup, if we're talking about World Cups.
And also, I'm really excited because All Blacks, wow, that was a very good game.
Last night. What was the score at the end?
34-32. It was a really, really powerful game.
Who did we verse?
France. France is a pretty good team, but we've played them 67 times. Not to say but we've won 51 games. We've drawn 15, and we've lost 1.
Mm. The World Cup standings: France is in first. So they went up 2. Argentina went down 1. So did Spain. They're in 3rd. Argentina 2nd. England 4th. Brazil's out, so I don't know why it still says they're 5th.
Probably because, the 6th place team may be still quite a bit
away. 6th is Morocco.
How far is Morocco?
They're in the quarterfinal. So I don't know why that's... Portugal's 7th.
It's probably because Brazil has more points.
Yeah, but they're out.
Because they win more points.
I don't know how it works. So as Austin's sorting that out, I'm going to do a little wrap-up. So basically, today we talked about Sound of Music and the World Cup, and we really hope you enjoyed. I don't actually know if this episode will be out by the time Sound of Music's, if it's still on. I think it will be out by the time it's, just about to finish. But if it is out just in time, buy tickets if you can, if they're not sold out. We really hope you liked our episode for today, the second one of the year. And hopefully Noah's back for the next one.
Mm,
so, yeah, Austin, hopefully. Would you like to say anything about that or anything else?
I think it's showing Brazil fifth because
I think it's because they only just lost.
I think it was because like it must have been updated last when they scored just one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Morocco's like 1 point behind them.
Okay. Song. Should we end with a song? Yeah.
We could end with a song. Do you want to end with?
We should end with a Sound of Music song.
We could end with
Lonely Goat Herd.
Yeah, Lonely Goat Herd.
Here's the Lonely Goat Herd from the Sound of Music. We really hope you enjoy. Thank you for watching our episode. We'll see you later.
Bye. Bye.
High on a hill was a lonely goat herd, lay, od, lay, od, lay, ee-hoo. Loud was the voice of the lonely goat herd, lay, od, lay, od, lo. Folks in a town that was quite remote heard, lay, od, lay, od, lay, ee-hoo. Lusty and clear from the goat herd's throat herd, lay, od, lay, od, lo. Bridge of a castle moat heard lay, od, lay, od, lay, ee-hoo.
Men on a road with a load to tote heard lay, od, lay, od, ooh.
Men in the midst of a toppled goat heard lay, od, lay, od, lay, ee-hoo.
Men drinking beer with a foam afloat heard lay, od, lay, od, lo. In a pale pink coat, heard lay, od, lay, od, lay, ee-hoo.
She yodeled back to the lonely goat, heard lay, od, lay, od, loo.
Soon her mama with a gleaming gloat, heard lay, od, lay, od, lay, ee-hoo. What a duet for a girl and goat, heard lay, od, lay, od, loo. The gleaming gloat herd, lady odd, lady odd, lay, mm-hmm. What a duet for a girl and goat herd, lay odd, lay odd, lo.
A happy old day, lady odd, lady lee, oh, lady odd, lady lady, ho. Soon the duet will become a trio,
lady odd, lady odd, lo. Odd, lay.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.